You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the line with us now is the one and only Trey Wingo. Trey is brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Download the app with code RADIONEW, one word, and you'll get $300 in bonus cash, just for signing up. I can do better.
I've never heard you do something like that before.
First time. Trey, we are at the point where we're talking punt protection. It's the playoffs.
Yeah, right. We're in, Trey.
Well, listen,
save us.
First of all, great. No, this is perfect. Great to be with you guys because punt protection has been a problem in a couple of games for the Buffalo Bills this year, including the one that started the season.
Yep.
My God, the only reason they lost to the Steelers was the Steelers got that touchdown on a blocked punt. So, look, it's a legitimate thing. I think it's somewhat appropriate that we're having this conversation about the importance of special teams in Buffalo when, for the life of me, I can't figure out why Steve Tasker isn't a finalist for the Hall of Fame in his last year of eligibility, which just makes me sick.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Steve, a part of those great Bills teams, and those of us who are old enough are remembering those teams. This feels like that, you know. This feels like the beginning of that with fans back in the stadium. I mean, you've been covering and around the league long enough. I think you understand sort of what this fan base collectively is feeling emotionally with the expectations of this year combined with Belichick and the Patriots on the other side. Pretty good.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting, right? This is going to be Bill's 44th postseason game that he's coached, which is 8 more than any coach in NFL history. But amazingly, it's his first road wildcard game. Bill has never taken a team on the road in the first round of the wildcard. So you're getting something new out of Bill. And he's, you know, his last two wildcard appearances, both home games, they lost them both. They lost the 2009 game to the Ravens when Ray Rice popped that 80-yard-plus touchdown run at the first play of the game. And then in 2019, when Mike Vrabel and the Titans went up there, and the pick six that ended Tom Brady's Patriot career, his last pass was a pick six in the playoff game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is something new for Bill, and it's going to be interesting to see how the team responds because, Buffalo should win. I mean, let's just be honest. The Bills should win. They're the better team top to bottom, and more importantly, they have the better quarterback. So I feel like sometimes Buffalo, and sometimes even the fan base, works themselves into a frenzy just because it's the Patriots. That's why I think it was so important for them to get that win up in Foxborough, just to sort of steady their psyche more than anything else going down the stretch.
Right. Get the home game. I mean, the home game sort of ratchets the pressure up a little bit more. But, you know, Trey, you got to understand – I think you know this – there's so much scar tissue with this team, the Patriots specifically, and just Buffalo's own history overall in sports, both the NHL and the NFL. I mean, you know, we've never had the parade. So, you know, there's a lot of anxiety that comes with that. And, you know, I don't know, God willing, we see years of winning that maybe changes that for future generations. But the rest of us are sort of stuck where, you know, where we are. On Belichick, how much – I mean, he's got the reputation for, you know, just working magic and doing different things. How much secret, how much can he surprise the Bills with and Josh Allen with at this point? They've played numerous times now. Allen has had his last two games in Foxborough have been outstanding. Belichick's had no answers. So, like, how much – you know, fear should there be about him unveiling something that we haven't seen before?
You know, that's really interesting because I think this Patriots team, more than any team in recent memory that Bill has had, is not that thing that it always used to be where he, like you said, he'd find something new. This Patriots team is pretty simple. Like, they're going to run the ball and they're going to play great defense. Like, there's just not... For the first time in so many years, it's not like he has a million things up his sleeve. Now, he'll probably have one or two trick plays. He always has something like that. But, you know, the formula for this Patriots team to be successful is pretty straightforward, you know. So I don't think there's anything that we should become like. I don't think they're going to throw it 30 times. You know what I mean? I just think it's can you out physical this team, and that of course led to that incredible exchange after that game in Buffalo about Poirier and Hyde asking if they should be embarrassed or whatever. I don't even want to know how that played out and how that started, but it's basically going to be a very physical game. Are you going to be the more physically dominant team? And that's going to dictate what happens here.
Both, by the way, named to the All-Pro teams today, Poirier first and Hyde second. So, Trey, looking at the whole weekend here, six games, do you have a best bet? Do you have a game that you're like most looking forward to, maybe?
Yeah. Well, this is funny, right? Because there's a game I'm looking most forward to, but for different reasons, and I'll get to that in a second. But if you're asking me, like, what are the things that I feel most confident in, I feel extremely confident that the Bucs at home against the Eagles is going to go the way of Tom Brady and the Bucs. They're a completely different team at home. I think they're the only team in the NFL that had five home wins where they won by more than 20. Their average margin of victory at home was 16-plus points. Yeah, they don't have some of the weapons, but they have enough to get by Philadelphia. So you feel pretty strongly about that one. And sometimes it's just a bad matchup, right? And I think the bad matchup this week is the Steelers at Kansas City. I mean, you guys know. You saw the Steelers week one. That offense needs a laxative to get moving, okay? They do not have a lot of dynamic offensive play. They've played Mahomes twice. They've given up 78 points in those two losses. And, you know, most recently, 3 weeks ago, that game was down 30-0 before Pittsburgh scored in that game. It ended up being 36-10. And let's remember, Travis Kelce didn't play in that game. Harrison Butker, their all-pro kicker, didn't play. Fry, his replacement, missed a field goal and an extra point. And Tyreek Hill only had two catches.
Right. I mean,
that game, it's just a bad matchup. There's just no other way to describe it. Pittsburgh cannot compete offensively with what the Chiefs are going to do.
So we won't see the Pennsylvania teams for too much longer, I think is the bottom line here.
I'm not trying to bleep on Pennsylvania.
No, of course.
It sounds that way.
It makes sense. I mean, I love the detail on the Chiefs game, too. It was worse than maybe 36-10 would connote.
Correct.
Very good, Trey. Nice to catch up with you, and we'll talk next Friday.
You got it, guys. Take care. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. That was the one and only Trey Wingo. Trey is brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Download the app with code RADIONEW, one word, and you'll get $300 in bonus cash. Better, just for signing up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.